AIG's surprising 180.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The board of the bailed-out insurance giant AIG is set to meet today, and board members will be considering whether the company should join a $25 billion shareholder lawsuit against the U.S. government, the very same government that saved AIG during the financial crisis. The lawsuit claims shareholders didn't receive adequate compensation when the federal government stepped in to rescue the firm. Here's our senior business correspondent, Bob Moon.
In one corner, AIG's former chief, Hank Greenberg, who's still a major stockholder, insists the company got a raw deal and wants the firm to join his lawsuit against the government. And Uncle Sam's attorneys will be presenting their case for why the company shouldn't sue.
It really is very much like a court proceeding where the AIG board will be the arbiter of this dispute.
Jacob Frankel is a corporate law attorney and former federal prosecutor. He points out AIG's directors have a legal duty to consider significant shareholder requests like this. And Columbia University law professor John Coffey says the board could be looking to head off further legal action against them by demonstrating they've given Greenberg due consideration.
That would mean that they would be immune from liability if Greenberg subsequently sued them for not suing the U.S. government.
Could Greenberg really turn on the company he led into a crisis? Coffey points out, take a look at what he's already done.
It takes a lot of gall to sue the country that bailed you out when you went into bankruptcy because of your own basic recklessness.
He calls it pure chutzpah. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.